Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is John Lyons right now on WEEI.
Lindholm, right wing corner, Pastrnak is there!
We found him. We found David Pastrnak after him being MIA for the last couple games. David Pastrnak wins it for the Bruins in overtime. They advance to the second round, winning game seven by a score of 2-1. Again, David Pastrnak has the game winner. Just a few minutes into overtime here, I'm your host, John Lyons. Producing here with me is Zach Coe. If I'm a little out of breath, I just sprinted down the hallway from the conference room to get on air after that win. This was a game that was scoreless entering the third period. Toronto, they strike first. William Nylander, who's been a thorn in the Bruins' side for a while now and was great in this series since he became healthy, he put Toronto up 1-0 with 10:59 left in the third period. Hampus Lindholm answered right back, scoring with 9:38 left to make it 1-1. Jeremy Swayman, by the way, folks, was phenomenal in this game. You had one goal for the Bruins, one goal for the Leafs. Swayman, 31 saves. Ilya Samsonov for Toronto, last-minute addition to the starting lineup. He also had 31 saves. A lot happened in this game. Three goals, but there was a ton of great saves, several good chances. A lot of really entertaining action in this one. A lot of nerves, though. Zach Coe, a lot of nerves tonight. And the biggest, like, there's two emotions I'm feeling right now. And if you want to share them, how you're feeling with us, 617-779-7937. Zach, I'm feeling excited, but I'm also feeling relieved after that one. I think my heart rate is still coming down right now.
Yeah, you said it, relieved. I'm just so happy they didn't blow another 3-1 lead. That would have been an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, you know what? Can we get that Pastrnak goal again? I want to hear that again.
Lindholm, right wing corner. Pastrnak is there. He scores! David Pastrnak wins it for Boston.
Lot on the line there. The Bruins came out in overtime as the better team. This was a game, you know, coming into Game 5 and Game 6, the Bruins had played really poorly, especially early on. They came out much better in the first period. I thought Toronto took it to them in the second period. Third period was close to even. I thought both teams had some good chances, maybe a slight edge to the Bruins. But in overtime, the Bruins came out right away. Multiple good chances. James Van Riemsdyk had a good chance off a rebound with 18:55 left. John Beecher had a good chance with 18 and a half minutes left. And then, of course, David Pastrnak, just a couple or so minutes in, scores that game winner. Hampus Lindholm had the assist on that. Brandon Carlo also had an assist on Pastrnak's goal. Hampus Lindholm, by the way, his goal tonight was the first playoff goal he had scored since 2018. Obviously, his first playoff goal as a member of the Boston Bruins, and then he follows it up by helping to assist on the David Pastrnak goal. Pastrnak finally gets a clean look, too. He had had a few chances in this game, but he largely quiet. And Pastrnak again, Pastrnak, Marchand, Zacha, Coyle, games 5 and game 6, 0 points for those guys combined. Now tonight, still a quiet night from the other three, but Pastrnak does have that goal late, finally got in on the breakaway. It was just a great pass to set it up as well. He beats Ilya Samsonov. And again, you know, I know right now I'm excited about, I almost swore there, Zach. I caught myself, right? But I'm excited about the Pastrnak goal. I got to tip my cap to Jeremy Swayman. I mean, 31 saves. He's been phenomenal in this. I mean, he loses games 5 and 6, 2-1. And now tonight, one goal on 32 shots. I mean, just, it's just nuts. Or 30 saves, excuse me. It's a great night from Jeremy Swayman. The Bruins not only have their goalie of the future, they have their goalie of the playoffs. You know, maybe Ullmark will get game one or two, or probably game two versus Florida, just to rest Swayman, because it is a quick turnaround. The Bruins will be playing the Florida Panthers in the second round, game one on Monday. So Ullmark might get a game, maybe game two, maybe game three, to give Swayman a little bit of a rest. But this is Swayman's net. He's the lead dog for the rest of the playoffs, and I think for the future going forward. We all knew he was good, but he really went out and took that role, I feel like, over the last couple weeks in this series. He was at the helm for all four Bruins wins. And again, the two losses he had were 2-1 losses. Got some folks on the phone lines here reacting to this Bruins win. We're going to start with Shane on the Cape. Shane, the Bruins have advanced. We can all breathe a sigh of relief. How are you feeling tonight?
Oh, this is great. You know, overtime win. You know, I just have one question for you, John. Can you show me Maple Leaf Square tonight? That place is exinct. The Bruins, they got rid of Maple Leaf Square. I want to see it. Let me see the reaction. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Maple. Thanks, Shane, for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, Leaf Square. Did you see during the broadcast the reaction to the Nylander goal, and then like a minute and a half later, the reaction to the Lindholm goal? I got to be honest with you, Zach Coe. I feel a little bad for Leafs. How much must it suck to be a Toronto Maple Leafs fan? Like, think about the Bruins and all the disappointments they've had over the last 50 years. Toronto's had even more, and even just over the last 15 years. I mean, Toronto just time after time failing, especially when they see that spoked B sweater. I mean, I don't know. Zach, I'm almost at the point, Zach, where I feel bad for these folks.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Leafs fan, you had to have been feeling really good. You have the Bruins on the cusp of blowing another 3-1 lead, and yet destiny arrives all the same. Game 7 in Boston, and you lose in overtime.
Yeah, and I believe it was 18:06 Pastrnak scored, so not even 2 minutes into overtime he gets the goal there. I mean, this was just one of those games. I'm pretty sure I just had anxiety for the entire 60 minutes of regulation. We knew this was going to go to overtime. It just had that feeling, because both of these teams were excellent at not winning closeout games. It's one thing they're both very good at, so you knew this was going to go to overtime. And I will say, the Bruins started this game much better than games 5 and 6. And of course, it's easy to start the game better than games 5 and 6. Games 5 and 6, they were freaking awful in the first period. We're talking 2 shots on net in the game 5 first period. Then game 6, they look a little bit better, but they only have 1 shot on goal. They had 11 shots on goal in the first period of this game. And again, Ilya Samsonov returns in net for the Maple Leafs. Tip of the cap to him. He was great in this one. I think he had 31 or 30 saves in this game. He had 30 saves. Let me just check here. He had 29 saves. Swayman had 30. So he was really good in this game. There were a bunch of chances the Bruins had early. Also, Austin Matthews returning to the lineup. He started out on the third line. They eventually moved him up as the game went on. He had an assist on that Nylander goal, which was really set up by a Brandon Carlo turnover. Austin Matthews then has the great pass over to Nylander to put them ahead. But I felt like the Bruins in this one came out much better than in games 5 and 6. I mean, Brazo, by the way, Brazo was awesome in this game. And I thought Mason Lowry was awesome in this game. Zach and I were watching this game together, and we just said, wow, Brazo is just ready for the moment. Mason Lowry, ready for the moment. I mean, Mason Lowry looks like a top four defenseman for a very long time, and especially offensively. Moment was not too big for him. He had multiple good chances in that game, including one I think was in the second period where he basically brought the puck all the way up. I mean, he was really, really good in this game. And it's funny because Marchand was really absent in this game. We didn't really – Charlie Coyle had a penalty, and that's the only noteworthy thing he did. Zacha really mostly absent in this game. Yet Lowry was good. Brazeau was good. Lindholm has a goal. And, of course, Pastrnak has the game winner at the end. But, Zach, we were talking – I mean, Lowry was terrific tonight.
Yeah, he was fantastic. I said it at one point, maybe they should give him a look on the power play because he was the only defenseman that was really moving the puck up until Lindholm got his goal. But he looked way more comfortable with the puck on his stick than someone like McAvoy.
Yeah, McAvoy was – it's funny, and I feel like this has happened multiple times in this series. He comes out, he's physical early, has some big hits. You think, he's setting the tone here. And then he just has really just bad turnovers. I mean, there was a breakaway – that Swayman stopped that was caused directly by a McAvoy turnover. I mean, it's just McAvoy's had some really odd moments in this series, and he has not looked good. Another thing tonight, the Bruins better in the faceoff circle. Of course, better does not equate to being good, but they lost 63% of the faceoffs in Game 6. Tonight, they won 43%, only lost 56, so that did help them in this one. Bruins, 57 hits Toronto, 52. Bruins 0 for 2 on the power play. Toronto 0 for 1. If my math is right, Toronto 1 for 21 on the power play in this series, 0 for their last 15. I mean, you want to talk about something that's awful? How about that Toronto Maple Leafs power play? By the way, a power play unit that has Austin Matthews and John Tavares and Nylanders out there, like a lot of highly talented guys on that Toronto power play unit, and they were just totally shut down in this game. Just absolutely no chance for them on the. I felt like their power plays were largely not just did they not score and they went 1 for 21, largely ineffective in this series on the power play. Toronto did have 23 block shots in this one. Boston had 20. The Bruins, though, 12 giveaways. They survived 12 giveaways in this game. And I think that was, again, giveaway led to Toronto's only goal in this one. Boston had 12 overall. It was a big problem for them all series. And we're going to spend some time in our next segment looking forward a little bit to their series against Florida coming up. That was an issue they did have against Florida last year. They had it against Toronto. It's something they do need to fix. But right now we're just going to focus on what happened tonight. Again, David Pastrnak with that goal for the game winner. Just want to play you a little bit of sound here. The scoring got started by William Nylander. Pass from Austin Matthews to set up Nylander after a Carlo turnover. Zach, do we have that sound? Yeah, we got it.
Carlo lost the puck. Crowd thought he got tripped. Centering pass and they score! William Nylander does it again!
And again, sound went out of the building at that point. Crowd was really good tonight, especially to start things off. Soon as Nylander scored that goal, sound went out of the building. Oh, you could feel the anxiety coming through your television screen. And if you were there, I'm sure you felt it as well. If you were there, I'd love to hear from you. 617-779-7937. And if you weren't there, I want to hear from you as well. But you felt that anxiety there. And then, of course, the Bruins, though, answer right back with 9:38 left in the period. Hampus Lindholm ties it up.
Got it out in front. And that one goes just over the top of the net off Brazo's stick.
Ties it at one. They end regulation 1-1. What's not featured there, though, and I think deserves some time here, is Jeremy Swayman. And not just did he had 30 saves and he's been great all series, but the timing of some of his saves. Like in the second period, Bruins go on the power play. Swayman has to stop a shorthanded breakaway. And then there's another one right after that Kevin Shattenkirk had to break up. But Swayman has a save on a shorthanded breakaway that was huge. Swayman had another, by the way, great save in the first period with 4:04 left on William Nylander. And then in the third, right? So Nylander has that goal after the Carlo turnover. Right after that, Toronto, basically right off the ensuing faceoff, has a great chance. Swayman makes a huge save to keep it 1-0. Again, Toronto scores there and goes up 2-0. Game's over. So Swayman has a huge save there right after giving up the goal. Then Lindholm ties it. And then, of course, Swayman has that save at the end of regulation that went off Wartherspoon's skate. It looked like Toronto had a one-timer set up perfectly there. So either there was going to be a one-timer, of course, it ended up going off the skate. But Swayman in this game, not only was he just great in general, the key saves he had, right, that shorthanded breakaway in the second period. I think the biggest single save of the night, though, was that one right after the Nylander goal. Again, if that goes in and they're up 2-0 halfway through the third period, game's over, and we're having a lot different show right now. Zach and I are probably hitting the dump button because we keep swearing on air if that happens, right? So to me, that was the biggest save of the night. Outside of the Pastrnak goal, that was probably the single biggest play of the night. And then, of course, he had that crazy stop at the end of regulation. And again, it's a Toronto team. Those dudes can score. They have offensive firepower. He holds them to two goals in Game 5, 2 goals in Game 6, 1 goal in Game 7, including overtime. I mean, just an awesome, awesome couple weeks from Jeremy Swayman, and he was just tremendous tonight. We have Scott in Tampa here on the line. He wants to talk about that game-winning goal in overtime. Scott, welcome in.
Hey, how's it going? I just want to say real quick, I don't think Lindholm's going to get the credit he deserves. That pass was amazing. Go Bruins. See you in Florida.
See you in Florida. That is correct. And yeah, it's amazing to me. Like, Lindholm is a guy last year against Florida was terrible, and I know there was an injury there, but he was terrible in that series. This is a guy you're paying a lot of money to be a top four defenseman who, you know, you think should have the potential to be a top two defenseman. I know they've been rolling quite a bit with low Ryan McAvoy, but he should be at that level. He was terrible against Florida, not really good in this series either. And then, of course, with 10 minutes to go, he scores the tying goal, and then he has the assist on the Pastrnak game winner in overtime. So he saved his best for last, I guess. And this is something, too, going forward, because in our next segment, we are going to talk about going forward as the Bruins look to take on Toronto starting Monday night game 1. They're going to need Lindholm to make some of these plays, right? He's going to have to be a legit offensive option. McAvoy has not been. They're going to need more from McAvoy. They're going to need some from Coyle. They're going to need something from Marchand, because this Florida team's the real deal. Not only did they beat the Bruins last year, they went to the Cup Final. And then this year they dispatched Tampa in the first round. They've been sitting and waiting. This is a really good Florida team. So the Bruins coming up, they're going to need more of this from Hampus Lindholm. And what a turnaround, though, from Hampus Lindholm, like I was saying. I mean, it's a guy that terrible last year in the first round, largely absent in the first round this year until halfway through the third period of Game 7. Just the NHL playoffs is awesome. But, I mean, Hampus Lindholm, absent in the series, has the tying goal halfway through the third period. Great pass on the assist to Pastrnak to set up the game winner. Just, I almost have no words here, Zach Coe. Almost have no words. Zach, any more quick thoughts before we go to break here?
Yeah, I mean, we literally said, on Thursday, that we were going to get a missing poster for David Pastrnak, and yep, here he is in the biggest moment.
Yeah, we made a missing persons poster on Thursday for Marchand, Coyle, Zacha, and Pastrnak. We found Pastrnak. We found him, and just in time. Because that felt like, too, one of those sequences where if the Bruins hadn't scored in the first 3 minutes of overtime, I don't think they were going to win. Because they had the pressure. They came out really strong. I mean, they were great to start that overtime. Again, just what, a minute in? James Van Riemsdyk has that great chance off the rebound. Beecher has a chance at 18:30. Like, they were ready to go in that overtime. They came out strong. By the way, they probably saved Jim Montgomery's job in that overtime. But they came out really strong in that overtime. And then, of course, Pasta as the game winner. I think that was huge. Again, I think if Pasta doesn't score there, I don't know if the Bruins end up winning. It just felt like that kind of game where the Bruins had the pressure and they took advantage of it. And they finally win a Game 7, something they've struggled to do since 2019, was win Game 7. So they win one. We have plenty more to get to. I'm John Lyons, alongside Zach Coe's here with me producing. Bruins win 2-1 in overtime, thanks to a goal from David Pastrnak. We've got a lot more to get to, including looking ahead to the Bruins playing Florida on Monday night. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're back to John Lyons on WEEI.
Here's a chance shorthanded for Dewar. Connor Dewar, spot by Salmon on a shorthand breakaway.
Back here on WEEI, reacting to the Bruins 2-1 Game 7 win. They are advancing on to the second round. The Boston Bruins have beaten the Toronto Maple Leafs in 7 games. They gave us a lot of anxiety, almost blew a 3-1 series lead. We played that cut earlier of when William Nylander scored the goal, and you could just feel the energy and the sound come out of TD Garden. And of course, thankfully, Hampus Lindholm answers right back. Bruins eventually win in overtime on a David Pastrnak goal. But I want to spend a few minutes here talking about Jeremy Swayman. I mean, first of all, he's been awesome all series, and I think he's shown that he can be the goalie of the future and be the guy that the Bruins rely on, not just in this playoff series, but I think against Florida, I think the remainder of the playoffs, however long they advance, and I think going into next year, he's been that guy. I still would say maybe game two against Florida, start Ullmark, just because the Bruins have played a lot of games, you know, every other night now. They're going to play a game in a couple nights coming off this overtime win in Florida Monday night. So just to give Swayman a little bit of a breather in game two, and then you come home for games three and four, and he'll be able to start both of them a little bit fresher. But just like, I mean, when you, like, I'm looking at my notes here from this game during the break, and like Swayman, huge save on Nylander with just over 4 minutes left in the first period, right? Then we played you the cut, right, of the shorthanded breakaway. But he also had multiple big saves at the end of their first penalty kill earlier in the game. I mean, and then, again, I think the biggest play of the game was that David Pastrnak overtime winner. I think the next biggest play was Jeremy Swayman's save right after he gave up the goal to Nylander. Because Nylander scores, Bruins are down 1-0. The energy, everything is just getting sucked out of the garden. And instead of going down 2-0, and at that point, I think if you go down 2-0, game's over, right? Instead of going down 2-0, he comes up with a huge stop there. Lindholm scores just about a minute later and makes it 1-1. I mean, that to me, that changed the game. Because if Toronto goes up 2-0, their game's over. So Pastrnak's goal, obviously the biggest play in this game. But I think Jeremy Swayman, close second with that save right after he had given up a goal. That would have been an easy spot to turtle and give up another goal. And instead, he stands up. I mean, Swayman's got a vibe about him right now. And I'm not going to sit here and say it's 2011 Tim Thomas or Rask against the Penguins in 2013 or Rask in 2019. But he's got a vibe about him. It's building. I want to see how he looks against Florida. Because Florida's a team, hey, they're as skilled as Toronto is. give or take a couple players. They're essentially as skilled, but they're a lot tougher than Toronto is. So I want to see, can he keep this going against Florida? Because he has a vibe about him right now. He's and again, I'm not saying it's that Tim Thomas vibe. I'm not saying it's that Rask against the Penguins in 2013 vibe, but he's got a vibe that he's just in his zone and you are not going to beat this guy. And even the games he lost this series, 2-1, when the Bruins were generating nothing offensively in games 5 and 6, he still loses 2-1. And now he wins this game. The one goal he gives up is off a Carlo turnover and an elite Austin Matthews pass over to Nylander for a great goal. Like, it's the only one he gives up in this game. We're talking games 5, 6, and 7. He gives up a total of, what, 5 goals, including 1 in game 7? Considering Toronto's skill group, pretty good. Pretty good. So Swayman has not just established himself as the goalie of the future. He's the goalie of now. And I want to see this vibe that he has around him continue. I want to see the vibe of Hampus Lindholm continue. They're going to need it. The last 10 minutes of Hampus Lindholm was a lot different than the first 6 games of Hampus Lindholm. Last 10 minutes was a lot different. And we had the caller, Scott in Tampa. I agree with him. That pass to Pastrnak in overtime, I mean, I think I'm still just finally now catching my breath from that. I mean, Hampus Lindholm, totally different guy those last 10 minutes than what he was the first 6 games of the series. And again, I mentioned Swayman having that elite stop after he gives up the goal. How about the crazy save right at the end of regulation? Puck goes off Witherspoon's skate. Swayman with the... I mean, imagine if the Bruins had lost Game 7 in the last 5 seconds on an own goal. I mean, Zach, we might have just had to tear down the TD Garden and give the Bruins a season off from operating as a franchise.
I think if that happened, we would have just gone air and it would have just been dead air for like the next hour. We wouldn't have been able to muster the words.
You would have just heard some tears maybe in the background, some swearing, throwing of a chair, right? But and we are going to try to hear from Jim Montgomery before we get out of here. We're going to be here till about 12:20, hoping to potentially hear from Bridget Prue as well. Of course, she's busy down at the Garden covering this game and the aftermath of it. But we're hopefully going to hear from her. We're hopefully going to hear from Jim Montgomery after this game as well, who, by the way, I mean, Jim Montgomery should be the happiest guy in Boston right now because he just got his job saved. If they had blown 3-1 leads in back-to-back years, Jim Montgomery would have been fired, despite how great they've been in the regular season. You blow 3-1 leads in back-to-back years, which still has never happened. And the Toronto, and I know I'm going in like 4 different directions here, folks. I'm just so hyped up. Imagine being a Maple Leafs fan, Zach. Like, that must be one of the worst things in the world to be a Toronto Maple Leafs fan. Like, you know every year they're going to find a way to lose. Like, they haven't beaten the Bruins in a playoff series since 1959. Dwight Eisenhower was president of the United States the last time they beat the Bruins in a playoff series. Last time they won a cup, what's it, 1964, Zacho? 1964, the last time they won a cup?
Yeah, right around there.
Yeah. Lyndon Johnson was president the last time they won a cup. We hadn't gone to the moon the last time the Maple Leafs won a cup. Like, we're talking 60 years since they won a cup, and they find a way to be consistently cocky, but they find a way to lose these big playoff series. I mean, I can't imagine the questions they're asking in Toronto right now. I mean, Sheldon Keefe's probably done as the head coach there, but, I mean, John Tavares is the captain. That hasn't gotten them over the top. I mean, Austin Matthews, I'm not going to touch him. He's got 69 goals. He's been really good, and he was hurt part of the series. But goaltending, Ilya Samsonov was good tonight, but there's a reason he got pulled after the first few games. After what, game 4 he got pulled? He wasn't it throughout this series. Again, great tonight, but on the whole, wasn't it? Like, they just find a way to lose. That loser DNA. It's like as soon as you put on the Maple Leaf sweater, you can't execute when it matters. So there's 2 things I'm grateful for tonight. 1, Jeremy Swayman. 2, the fact that I'm not a Maple Leafs fan. If I was doing radio in Toronto right now, I think I would just stand behind the mic and punch myself in the face for 15 straight minutes and then go to commercial break. And then I would come back and I'd punch myself in the face for 15 minutes and go to commercial break. So again, 2 things I am really thankful for tonight. 1 is Jeremy Swayman. 30 saves on 31 shots. By the way, go back. Remember game 1 when he had 35 saves on 36 shots? Dude's awesome. But I am thankful for Jeremy Swayman, and I am thankful that I am not a Toronto Maple Leafs fan. Oh, that is just Zach, I'm glad that we have Bruins sweaters on and not Maple Leafs sweaters on.
Yeah, that sounds just absolutely miserable.
Yeah, and again, we've heard from a few of you so far tonight. I'd like to hear from more of you. 617-779-7937. Bruins have a huge Game 7 win. We're going to be here till about 12:20 or so reacting to this win. And, of course, what it means for the Bruins going forward. They're going to face the Florida Panthers on Monday night in Florida. Puck drop 8 p.m., I believe, for that one. Chance for a little revenge on the Florida Panthers. Bad news is Florida is just as good as they were last year. But chance for some revenge on Florida after this. Again, be thankful, folks, for Jeremy Swayman, and be thankful for the fact that you are not a Toronto Maple Leafs fan. It just, brutal existence that must be. A loser franchise just finds a way to constantly lose, and just in the most heartbreaking ways, too. I mean, we think we have it bad with the Bruins. At least they've won a few cups in the last 60 years. At least they can get out of the first round, once in a while. Toronto gets out of the first round once in 20 years. They throw a parade. I mean, I can't imagine. Like, those people that constantly show up to Leaf Square. Like, on one level, I feel bad for them. But on another level, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe if you, didn't go one year, Toronto would make some actual substantive changes and be better. I don't know. But if I was a Maple Leafs fan, no way I'm going to Leaf Square. But it's just, you're setting yourself up for failure if you go to Maple Leafs. I don't even know what they call it, Maple Leafs. They should call it Loser Square. They just go there. They go there to watch playoff losses, essentially. And the Bruins, again, they win Game 7 at home. They go 2-2 at home in this series. They win Game 1 and Game 7 at home. Win Games 3 and 4 up in Toronto. Are we going to take a quick break? We'll be right back. We'll be here until about 12:20. I'd love to hear from you if you're leaving the Garden. Or if you're just at home celebrating this win, 617-779-7937. I'm John Lyons along with Zach Coe. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.